Welcome to LC Live. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be here. I want to welcome everybody to our LC Live session today. I want to salute the Bishop, our Father Bishop Isaac Otibuaten, for this wonderful opportunity to be here with you. Hallelujah. I want us to start with prayer, and I want us to start by thanking God for this opportunity to come together like this. I mean, this is a new phase God has brought us into, and I want us to celebrate God and thank Him for this great opportunity He has given to us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you lift up your voice, begin to pray, and thank God out of your heart for the things He has brought us into in the name of the Lord Jesus. Baraka soteke valadabahai. Molo boro shaka taladabande. Lego barakta varadige baso talabahai. Le ba balaba shanda la bagilo boro no boso teke levahaya. Balanda varadigo baratila kapalo no moshande leve. Lego barabala dadaba shabalaga daba. Le ramando so teke valabahaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Marada la bashaka talabahaya. Le romoko so teke valanamande. Thank you for being a good father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for this new level of increase. Molo boshaka talabahaya. Lego baranda labasa teke valanamande. Le rabalabashakta valahaya. Marandele vasakta bahaya. The Bible says Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We acknowledge that this increase is from you. We acknowledge that this new door is from you. We acknowledge that this new opportunity is from you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the increase. Thank you for the love. We are grateful, Lord. Maka shaka talabahaya. Lego baranda labasata labahaya. Leko shamanda varakte balande. Ila balada bashakte baladamande. Ilo baramanda satakala. Rebala baba shandala bahaya. Leko soteke balamande. Igarabaka shatala bahaya. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And God said that they shall not be, I will increase them, I will multiply them. They shall not be few, they shall not be small. As give thanks, God is increasing us. God is increasing us. Thank you, Lord, for the increase. Thank you, Lord, for the increase. Thank you for increase in grace. Thank you for increase in wisdom. Thank you for increase in boldness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Marakta bala daga shten velegde. Ila balada bahaya. Moko shande gele barata kandele bahaya. Ila baranda satala bahaya. Father, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want us to see a scripture in Philemon 1, verse 6. Philemon 1, 6. The Bible says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. From this scripture, we understand that your ability to acknowledge the things that are in you is what makes your faith work. Daddy has taught us that one of the major ways the Holy Spirit leads us is to point us to things, is to bring our minds to things. Now, the word of God is going to come to us today. Many things will be said, but I'm trusting God, and I know that God is going to point you to something specific. something specific that will change your life, something specific that will change your finances, something specific that will change your cell ministry, something specific that will change your family. Hallelujah. Paul told the church in Rome, Romans chapter 1, verse 11, he says, I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts to the end that you may be established. Listen, by the time this session is over, you are going to be more established than you have ever been. And it is going to happen as the Holy Ghost points you to things. Now, we want to pray that God will open our hearts, God will open our ears, God will open our eyes to see the things he's going to point us to. It may be something about the way you handle your money. It may be something about your relationships. It may be something about how you treat people. We don't know what the Lord is going to point you to, but we believe that God is going to speak to you. And in this moment, I want us to pray that, Father, open my eyes to see, open my ears to hear, open my heart to believe and to understand and to receive. We are coming against every sense of unbelief, every sense of distraction in the name of the Lord Jesus. The word of God that is coming today is for you, and your life is going to change. Begin to pray and thank God for the word that is going to come, and receive it in faith, knowing that something is going to be ministered to you and your life will never be the same again. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice, begin to speak in tongues, begin to thank God for the word that is coming to you, the specific word, that rhema that is coming to you, that rhema that is bringing you healing, that rhema that is bringing you increase on all sides, in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is not an ordinary meeting for you. It's an extraordinary meeting for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Barakta farunde beke lakata labahaya. Leko shanda labahaya. Oh, barakta varike soteke levahaya. Your life is going to change. Your life will never be the same again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Barakta balande beshota bahaya. But we all, with unveiled faces, whatever is blinding you from seeing, your eyes are open to see in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are going to see something today. You are going to hear something today. Your heart is going to be open to something today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every word that is coming out of the mouth of our Father, out of the mouth of the panel, is a word of prophecy for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Revelation is coming to you. Increase is coming to you. I see you going higher and higher. I see you getting better and better as the word of God is coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Barakta shandala vahaya. Leko soteke valamande. Lega ramandala bashandala kile mengde. Ilo baramandala vahaya. O shandege velege barakata la vahaya. Leko shandala vahaya. Raka soteke le vahaya. The centurion told Jesus, don't come into my house. Release a word. A word is enough. A word is enough. A statement is enough. Today you are going to receive that statement. You are going to receive that word. That is enough to change your destiny forever. That is enough to change your finances forever. That is enough to change your family forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Marakta balabahaya. Leko shakta balahaya. Lagaro kose telebe. The word of God that will be preached will profit you. It will profit you. It will profit you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It will profit you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Marakta balabahaya. Leko shandalabahati telemoro gose teke devaha. Leko shandelevahaya. Barata zonte giva labahate. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for rhema that is coming to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. One of the things that our Father mentioned, Bishop mentioned, that we want to achieve with this LC Live is unity on all levels, unity across board. And Daddy has taught us that loyalty is basically love. Faithfulness is basically love. I want us to pray that as we join together like this, we are praying that our love will increase and our love will abound yet more and more. The more love we have for God and the more love we have for each other. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. We are praying that across all our churches, love will increase amongst us. The bond of perfectness, which is love, will increase amongst us. We are praying that there will be more loyalty, more faithfulness, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. In the next few seconds, begin to thank God for the love that is increasing in our church, the love that is increasing in ourselves, the love that is increasing in our branches, the love that is increasing in across board, internationally. We are one family. Our hearts are knit together by the Holy Ghost. Our love is increasing yet more and more. We get to understand how much God has loved us. We get to understand how much we are supposed to love, like Jesus loved us, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Maraka shata kalabahaya. Lego barakatelele mandolo boshanda labahaya. Offenses are taken out. Offenses are taken out. hurts are healed by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. Makashakta labahaya, igalomoso tekelebahaya. In this LC Live meeting, I see our love being refreshed more and more. Refreshment is coming to you. Increase is coming to you. Your love is increasing. Your understanding of the things of God is increasing. The way you perceive the house of God is changing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your love for God and His things is changing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for this great privilege to come together, to fellowship together. Thank you for transformations to your glory and to your praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Say, my life will never be the same again. Say, I'm getting better and better in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, my heart is open to receive all the blessings and all the good things God has for me this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, I'm rising higher and higher. I'm shining brighter and brighter to the glory of God in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, Christ is your firm foundation. Your feet are planted on solid rock. Tell your neighbor, the rains may come, the winds may blow, but Christ is your sure foundation. You are not going down. Your feet are planted on the solid rock. That is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is my firm foundation. He's the rock on which I stand. When everything around me shakes, I'm safe with Oh, Lift up your hands, your glory. Sing it as loud as you can, you are good.
You are good. You are kind.
His unfailing love towards us. You are faithful. He's been a good God.
Your glory will never fail.
Wave your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
It's always exciting to come your way. Every Wednesday evening or Tuesday evening, depending on where you are. It's a blessing. It's a great honor to be with you. My name is Bishop Isaac Otibwating, also called
Bishop Daddy.
Your daddy forever in Jesus Christ.
Hey.
It's a blessing. It's always an honor. And tonight, we are blessed to have Pastor Kofi right here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Pastor Kofi has been on our executive council for many, many years. He's been our headmaster for years.
Hey.
All the exams you have been writing, all the things that, all the training, everything that we have in the church is from this man.
Wow.
He's done a great job over the years. I love you, we honor you.
Wow, thank you, Daddy.
Thank you. I think we've met how many years have we been?
About 12 years ago.
About 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow, what a blessing.
Yeah.
What a blessing. I've watched him grow from being a medical student, becoming a houseman, becoming an MO.
A specialist. Yeah.
Wow, he's a specialist psychiatrist, right?
Psychiatrist.
So tell you all your psychiatric problems.
Hey.
Please come and see our brother. He'll sort you out.
Sharp
if you notice
crack.
You are twitching a bit.
Hey.
At 11:59 p.m.
Hey.
Please see Pastor Kofi. It's a blessing to have you. It's a blessing to have you.
Daddy, I'm so honored to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I want to say thank you for the many opportunities.
Mm.
I realize that you keep giving me more opportunities.
Hallelujah.
From the time you got to know me till when you asked me, you gave me an opportunity to start a church.
Wow.
Yes, it was that one was mind-blowing. Mm. I didn't expect it at the time, but you've trusted me in different ways.
Hallelujah.
And I want to say thank you and God bless you. Bishop Daddy.
Yo, to the glory of God.
Yeah.
Well, you're all welcome. I want to acknowledge the presence of all our cell shepherds, all our shepherds, our pastors. Thank you so much for your glorious, beautiful work. Charlie, you guys are the best.
Yeah.
You will go to heaven. Open the door for you. You will go to heaven. You are blessed. You're already going to heaven. It's not a blessing. You're already going to heaven because we are saved. Hallelujah. But I pray that God will honor you as you are honoring Him. And
Jesus
I pray that God will promote you as you're promoting His work.
Jesus.
You know, all of us are to be cell shepherds, be people who are hosting an LC meeting live. Everyone should do it. I mean, as time goes on, all those in the meeting that you are in right now should also have a group of people they are with that are hosting an LC meeting. So we are expecting next year is going to be marvelous. It's going to be mighty. We are going to be expanding, we're going to be multiplying, we're going to be giving birth to so many love centers
all over.
Watch out. And next year, we're going to come up with a slogan for LC live meetings. When we say LC live, then we'll say something. As well. It's coming to a cinema,
near you.
Hallelujah! So, thank you all so much. Let's clap for ourselves, shepherds, and our shepherds. Everybody, God bless you. You are the best. We love and appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today, we want to share on renewing your mind.
Wow.
Renewing your mind.
Wow.
Renewing your mind. And I want to start from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. I want to share with you on how, you know, the new creation or the new birth brings everything we need into our spirits. So in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, the Bible says that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Then the next verse says, and all these new things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So all things are new, and all these new things are of God.
Yeah.
So your recreated human spirit has is a new creation, never seen before, never. Even the devil doesn't know who you are.
Because the old man, the old you, and the new you are two completely different people all together. If you read in 2 Corinthians, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible talks about how that for in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Then it says in the next verse that, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in Christ. There's nothing that we need that is outside of us, and there's nothing that is in us that we require, requires, you know, embellishment. We are new creations. All things are passed away. All things have become new. And all that you need for life and godliness has been placed in your spirit.
Yeah.
You know, so when you read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible also talks about, here it is, here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Man of God, can you help us understand that this principle of the fact that when we get born again, everything that we need for our lives is inside.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Daddy, God bless you for the opportunity once again.
It's a blessing.
Yes. So, Daddy, with all the verses that you just read to us, how that the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he's new, that all things have passed away and all things have become new. It's in reference to our spirit.
Oh, yes.
Not in reference to our souls, which is our mind, our emotions, or our bodies. Because none of us ever feel new in our minds. None of us ever feel new in our bodies.
If you were short, you don't become tall after you get born again.
Not at all.
One of the things I was hoping for is that I'm hoping for it in heaven, honestly.
Okay, Bobby, that
I want to be taller than Prophet Eden. and taller than Pastor Eli. Because I've been looking up whenever they are talking, my neck is spinning.
Okay, I agree. But with that one, I think in heaven, there it will happen. It's surely to happen.
Amen. Oh God,
yeah.
Put it on your shelf.
Hey. So, I mean, that whole idea that all things are become new when we get born again, and the fact that we don't see our bodies change or anything. It's usually a dilemma even because most people don't realize the change or the fact that something has become new because it's related to our recreated human spirit. And the way we get access to it is through another means, which is the word of God. But when you look at all the scriptures, you can see that it's as if something has happened to a child of God that even the child of God doesn't know about.
It's not aware.
Yes, but it has indeed happened. What we read in First John, he says that as he is,
so are we.
So are we
as
now.
As Jesus is.
As Jesus is. But none of us feel as he. We don't feel like him in our flesh or in our senses.
In our minds.
In our minds. We don't feel bad. It's like God is telling us that something new has happened to us. And there's a journey we have to go on to kind of discover all these new things that have happened to us. Yes.
Hallelujah. So there's nothing wrong with your spirit. All these beautiful verses are in reference to your spirit, not in reference to your mind or in reference to your body, like Pastor is saying. You know, there are even more verses that we could show you. Look at 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 2, 11. It says, for what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of that man, which is inside him. Do you see? For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man by the Spirit of God. So, your spirit man knows every single thing concerning your life.
Exactly.
He knows who you marry.
Hey!
Charlie. He knows the money you are going to have in your life. He knows how healthy you are going to be. He knows when you are going to die.
Wow.
He knows when you are going to marry. He knows how many kids you are going to have. Your spirit man, God has given to us. You know, the verse in 2 Peter chapter 1, you know, verse 3, that says that God has given to us all things, according as his divine power has given unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness, all things that pertain to life and godliness has been given to us.
Wow.
Everything has been given to us by the grace of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 is also another verse.
First Corinthians says
that he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So our spirit and the spirit of God are one. We share. It's like mixing water in a bottle with another water in another bottle. If you mix the two, you cannot tell the difference.
Which water is which one? Yeah.
We are so mingled with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, that there's no difference between our human spirit and the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
It's an amazing reality. And all that we need, all our spirit man is so new, is so renewed, is so unknown. You know, by the devil, unknown by any of these things, any of these demons and all of that. We are new, completely new creations, mm-hmm. but it's in our spirit.
Yeah. As you are saying this, I'm getting very excited mm-hmm. because, you know, when you mention how that the person you are going to marry
mm-hmm.
is known by your spirit man,
oh, yes.
the children you are going to have, the mm-hmm. money you are going to have, it's as if then we have a whole treasure house.
Oh, yes.
waiting for us
oh, yeah.
to just explore.
Oh, yeah.
And I get the feel that if you don't live a certain high quality of life,
mm.
then you missed out on your own.
Exactly.
Like you chose to exactly. miss out exactly. when you exactly. could have led a very beautiful mm. life.
Exactly. Yes. So, you know, and what you're saying is even in the Bible.
Okay.
In 1 Corinthians 2,
mm-hmm.
from verse 9,
mm-hmm.
you know, look at 1 Corinthians 2. Even from verse 7, it's very powerful. Look at verse 7. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Mm.
Then it says, which none of the princes of this world knew. So even the things that God has ordained to our glory,
wow.
the beauty that we are mm-hmm, supposed to enjoy, mm-hmm. it says the prince of this world,
they
have no idea of
yeah.
that. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Yeah.
Then verse 9 says, but as it's written, eye has not seen,
wow.
nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Mm.
Then it says, but God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Okay, this is beautiful.
The Holy Spirit is the one who reveals. So if you don't have a good relationship with the Holy Spirit, you may not have it revealed to you.
To you.
And that's what we are talking about, what we are talking about today.
Wow.
Renewing your mind. Learning beautiful. To renew your mind.
This is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
But it means that the kind of quality of life I can have, I can live a substandard life compared to the life that God has
emphatically
sorted out for me.
Emphatically.
God has sorted me out and I can choose to not be sorted out.
Exactly.
Hey.
Or choose to be sorted out.
Wow.
You see. So it all depends on you. That so much depends on us, you know. But whatever, you know, in the Bible, responsibility is always responding to the ability of God that is in you.
Yeah.
So whenever you hear responsibility, like read your Bible, do this, do that, it's something that God is telling you because he knows you can do it. He put the ability in there for you to do it. Do you see? So the main thing today is that all that you need for your life
is in me already.
Is inside.
It's in me.
All that you need, all the cars you ever drive, all your ministry, you know, the church growth, the cell multiplication, everything is inside.
Wow.
Now,
then I need to know it.
We have to know it.
I need to know
it. You need to know it.
Yeah.
So we have to catch up with our brains need to catch up, or our minds need to catch up with what has happened in our spirits.
Wow.
Already.
Wow.
That's Christianity. The Christian journey
is
a journey of discovery.
Mm.
Discovering what God has already put inside your spirit.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited.
Praise the Lord.
It's too powerful. Super, super excited.
Oh, yeah.
So, Daddy, you are saying that it's as if God is not going to... What I'm getting is that... Because usually we think that it's like as we are relating to God or praying and fasting, and then God starts putting some things in our way and he starts organizing for our lives to be better.
Yeah.
But this is just giving me a clear idea that it's clearing my mind. I think my mind is being renewed.
Hallelujah. Even.
It's clearing my mind that... Yeah. It's already there.
Oh, yes.
It's already there, and it's just a matter of discovering.
When Jesus said it is finished, he meant it.
Just a discovery.
It is finished.
Beautiful.
Everything is finished.
Very
our redemption
excited.
Is finished. Our health is finished. Our prosperity is finished.
Wow.
Our forgiveness is finished. Everything, God has finished it on the cross. He finished everything on the cross.
Wow.
And now we have to discover what he has finished.
Wow.
So that is where the word of God comes in. So if you read in the Bible, you see, our minds must catch up with what has happened in our spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the whole of, when we say spiritual growth.
Spiritual growth.
Spiritual growth is the maturity or the renewal. Spiritual growth is equal to renewal of your mind.
Mm.
To catch up with what has happened with your spirit.
Wow.
That's what it means to grow spiritually, because spirits don't grow.
I was about to just ask that, because it looks like for the just seeing spiritual growth sounds like then our spirits need to grow.
Mm.
But then, I mean, you are just...
Biblically speaking, our spirits don't grow. Spirits don't grow. That's what the Bible teaches us.
Yeah.
I mean, the demons that were in your family some years ago are the ones, they are the same, not grown. That's what it means to be a spirit.
Wow.
So spirits don't grow. Exactly. Our minds must develop.
Mm-hmm.
Our minds must be renewed, rather, or transformed, so that we can experience what God has blessed us with. in our spirits. Okay, so let's get into the scriptures. Second Peter chapter 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, sorry, from verse 2. 2 Peter 1 from verse 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. You see, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Can you throw some light onto this for us?
Okay, so Daddy, the Bible is saying that grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I remember you've said in a number of messages you've preached that even the phrasing of this verse is that grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God.
Yes.
Yes. Meaning that he's talking about knowing Jesus. How knowing Jesus brings grace and brings truth into our lives.
Exactly.
And with what we've said earlier about how that our spirits have been recreated and our spirit is just like him. What it means is that every time we get to know Jesus, actually we are getting to know that hidden new thing that is not so clear in us. When we get to know Jesus, we are actually getting to know
more
of that new person that we have become.
Exactly.
So the more we know Jesus, the more we are doing ourselves a favor of having an understanding of who we are and what is available to us and what we are capable of.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The grace of God in your spirit, because all the grace you need in your life is in your spirit.
Yeah.
All the peace you require is also in your spirit. Grace and peace to have it multiplied practically in your life, where you have the help of God, you have the favor of God,
practical experience of it
comes through your knowledge. Here, knowledge has to do with knowing.
Yeah.
Here, the more you know Jesus as your Lord,
the
more you experience and enjoy the grace of God and enjoy the peace of God practically. Now, look at the next verse, verse 3. Can you read the next verse to us?
It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness,
comma,
through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue.
So the more you know the one who has called us to glory and virtue, the more you get to know all the things, the more you experience all the things that pertains to your life and pertains to living a godly life that God has called you to experience. So knowledge of Jesus Christ is very important. The more we know, the more we experience. And the word knowledge in all these verses is epignosis, which has to do with having intimate knowledge with what you know, where the knower and the known are united. You see, the knower and the known are united and hence can produce a certain type of results. I don't know if you can help us.
So that you mean, what you are saying is that it's not a casual browsing you are talking about. We are talking about getting to know the word of God so deeply, that truth so deeply that we enter into some fellowship with it and we become fruitful in it. So we begin to live what we know. It becomes, we don't try to live it, but it becomes a fruit that is just pouring out.
You see, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
The more you know, the more you experience.
Yeah.
The more your mind is renewed, the more you know it up here, the more you experience a change in your life.
Exactly.
You see, the more you know, the more you get to know in your heart as well,
yeah,
and the more it flows
out of your life. And something is just coming to me about all that we are saying.
Yeah,
I'm realizing that as we are talking, a number of thoughts are occurring to me about the way I've heard people ask questions and some of the things that people have, you know, brought up in a question and answer session or just randomly.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that a lot of people that I've spoken to who are even Christians have this idea that the more they do some powerful things, the more they get to enjoy the good things of life, or the more they'll be able to live a godly life. I've heard people ask me whether if they fast more, won't it make them more spiritual, or won't it curtail some desires that they have and other things. And as we are talking, it's being clear that knowing Jesus is what is going to bring what is embedded inside us and bring it to the fore. So it's like I'm already seeing where the mind should be changing concerning some of these things that look very simple and have been said all over.
Knowledge is everything. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. The Bible says that, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge.
Wow.
and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst.
Wow.
You see, my people are going to captivity because they have no knowledge.
No knowledge.
No knowledge. The Bible also talks about the fact that
for lack of knowledge, their forces,
my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
You see, so knowledge is just because we don't know something, mm-hmm. that is why we are not experiencing the power of God. The more you know, the more you experience. And we are not, and like you said earlier, mm-hmm. it's not just head knowledge.
Yeah.
We are talking about heart knowledge,
mm-hmm.
where the knowledge you have has had a seat in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the knowledge of God that you have has had a seat, proper seat in your heart. So we're going to talk about meditation as we go.
Yes, daddy.
But I want to show you some more verses.
That we are interested.
Yes, let me show you some more verses. The Bible talks about how that through knowledge shall the just be delivered.
It's true.
In Proverbs, it talks about knowledge. Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. The righteous ones are delivered. They experience their deliverance through the knowledge of God. Can you show us that verse in Proverbs?
Okay, I mean, this scripture is just amazing because in many minds of Christians, the righteous are delivered through a deliverance session.
No. Through knowledge. Let's just do what the Bible is saying.
Yeah.
The Bible says, an hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Through knowledge. Wow. Let's accept what God says.
Yeah.
Let's just accept what God says and not use our minds or what has been done in times past as our measure.
Yeah.
You know, what God says must be our measure. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we are looking at the transformation of renewal of our mind for the transformation of our lives.
Mm.
Okay, so now let me show you some more in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Also still talking about renewal of the mind, getting to know Jesus, getting to know, the aim of the renewal of your mind is to get to know someone.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus Christ. To get to know who he is and what he has done.
Mm.
What his purpose is. You see, and what his power is.
Okay.
So those things are expressed in these verses.
Yes,
Paul is praying for the Ephesian church, and he says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. In other words, he wants you to know the person of Jesus.
The
more you know the person of who he is,
mm-hmm.
what he represents,
mm-hmm.
what he has accomplished,
yeah.
the more your life is changed.
Wow.
You see, look at the next verse. What he's supposed to do, he has done, is in our spirit. He's done it in our spirit. But we have to, the more we know him,
mm-hmm.
the more what he has done in our spirit ends up showing up. You see, it says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened or flooded with light, that you may know. You see, the spirit of wisdom and revelation is for the purpose of knowing Jesus, knowing what he has done, which is that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. All that represents the purpose of Jesus or the plan of Jesus.
Yeah.
You see, what his plans are, that he may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I said this somewhere some time ago that our destiny is not to be in heaven. Heaven is not our final destination.
Yeah.
The Bible talks about our predestination. When we say predestination, we are talking about where you are getting to. If you left your home and you were going to church, you knew where you were going to go to before leaving the house.
Exactly.
I mean, if you don't know where you are going to, any road will be there. Yeah. So you are predestined. You are predestined to get to church.
Yes.
That is why you left the house.
Yeah.
So Jesus also, God also has an aim for us in the Christian world.
Yeah.
We start with a new birth, and the aim of God
is
in Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
Wow.
Can you read it for us?
Romans 8:29. The Bible says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
So can you enlighten us?
Yes. So that is in line with what you are saying perfectly.
Mm.
The fact that God knew us before and then he set a destination for us. And you know when you just said, if you get out of your house and you don't know where you are going, you know, that picture was just created in my mind.
Mm.
Because, you know, when someone...
That's a trick for
Yes. When someone comes to sit in front of me and they ask whether they are roaming aimlessly or they are wandering, it connotes the idea that they've developed some psychotic symptoms, some symptoms of a psychiatric illness. Yes. So, I mean, I'm just imagining how
it's a whole spiritual.
A whole life has no destination.
Mm.
That's a very dangerous illness.
A whole life. Your whole life. So the Christian walk has a destination, and the destination is that we are to look like Jesus on the outside of us, in how we think, in how we speak, in our character, in our personality, in our behavior, in the way we conduct ourselves. That is the aim of God.
Yeah.
Because we look like Jesus within. Remember, you mentioned 1 John 4:17.
Exactly.
As he is, so are we now in this world. So inwardly we are like him, but outwardly, if you look at your mind, the Bible talks about how that we have the mind of Christ.
Exactly.
It cannot be in reference to this mind of ours.
It's true.
It's in reference to the mind of the spirit that we have. Do you see?
Yeah.
Because when you look at your mind, you realize that, hey, the toxic in your mind is wild. Okay. The things that can cross your mind,
hey,
and the thoughts that you generate, some of them is not the devil bringing it. You are generating it.
Yeah. Okay, it can be wild.
It can be very wild.
Even this afternoon, I can pass on wild.
Alabala. Mercy and forgiveness. You know, so it has to do with our spirit and our minds getting to know what has happened to our spirit through getting to know Jesus and His Word. Jesus is the Word of God.
Yeah.
You can't say you are getting to know the Word and not get to know Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Exactly.
The Bible says that the Word became flesh. Jesus is the Word of God. So you can't say, I'm renewing my mind and get to know foolish things. Now, like now you are something. We had years ago, we had people who, you know, were reading the Bible and they were becoming wicked. They're more wicked than wicked.
Wicked.
They're becoming wicked as time was going on. You know, they weren't getting to know Jesus. They were not being transformed into the image or conformed into the image of the Son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very important that you read the scriptures with the one who is the scripture in mind. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Jesus explained, if you read in Luke chapter 24, when he rose from the dead, he was talking to the disciples on the way to Emmaus.
Yes.
The Bible says that he went through the Old Testament. He explained through the law
and the prophets. From Moses.
Beginning from Moses and the prophets, he expounded. This is Luke 24:27.
Yeah.
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So all the scriptures concern Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You see, Jesus mentioned that search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.
But they are they which testify of me.
The scriptures must testify of Jesus, and the renewal of the mind is to renew your mind to get to know who Jesus is in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
Christ is now in you.
Yeah.
And if you are getting to know anything that has happened in you, it's to know that person who is called Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
So beautiful.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
That as you were talking, I just remembered a passage in Ruth where you know Ruth was going to the field to go and look for food normally. But when she said, I'm going to look for him in whose sight I'll find grace, which as a type is Jesus Christ, saying that she was going to look for food, like how we also look for sustenance in the Word of God, but how that she was going to look for it, instead of going to look for that, she was going to look for him.
Hallelujah.
So she was going to look for the person who was behind all the revelation, the one behind the Word, the one that the Word is about.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and I also thought about this scripture that 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says that we are with open faces, beholding us in the glass, the glory of the Lord. We are changed into the same image
from glory to glory, as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's very important. So the renewal of the mind we are talking about has to do with knowing the Word. Knowing the more you know the Word, you see, I'm letting you know that the what you are looking for in the Word is Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Because Jesus is the new you.
Yes.
Christ is now in you.
Exactly.
And because Christ is in you, when you look into the mirror, you see him.
Yeah.
The Word of God, he is the Word of God.
Exactly.
And as you're reading, the more you read, the more you get to know him.
Yes.
And the more you get to know him, the more you get to know yourself.
Yeah.
Because he is the one who is now in you.
Wow.
You see, so all the things that pertain to life and godliness has been given to you.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
The more you read the Bible, the more you get to know who Jesus is. And the more you get to know who Jesus is, the more your life is transformed into his image, which is God's destiny
For
you and I. It's a blessing.
Very
I think
blessing.
We can go home.
Yeah,
let's go.
Our hands are beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. I'm learning so much.
1 Corinthians 2, verse 11, if you remember.
Yes,
first. Show it to us. It says that, for what man knows the things of a man, so the spirit of man which is in him, even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God.
Jesus.
Then verse 12 says that, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God. For what purpose?
That we
might know
the things which
that are freely given to us of God. So the Holy Spirit comes into our lives as well to help us get to know the things that are freely given to us, which is actually Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You see, Jesus Christ. Jesus is what has been given to us by God.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. In him dwell all the fullness of Godhead bodily. Yes. In him all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hid. His grace. Yeah. So when we talk about grace and peace, he's the one we are talking about. He's peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Exactly. It's the one we are talking about.
Exactly.
You see, he's everything. So the more you find out about him in the scriptures, the more you get to know who he has made you to be.
Wow.
I don't know if you want to say
Daddy,
anything
I'm
about
so, it. I'm super blessed.
Hallelujah.
And I think it's bringing a lot of, this discussion is bringing a lot of focus, because what we are saying is that Jesus is the focus, is the target. Like how Hebrews 11 says that we should look away from all these things
that will distract, yeah.
And then we should keep our mind, our eyes fixed on him,
Jesus,
who starts our faith and ends everything. And you know, there's a verse in 1 Peter, I think, chapter 1, verse 9, that says that the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. And it's like he's the one, in looking at him is what engineers the whole thing. It starts that whole process and takes us all the way to the end, just looking, staying on Jesus Christ. And I'm just thinking about how my life, how different things in my life, different areas have been changed by you sharing different things about Jesus Christ. How it was sometimes, it wasn't even you talking about this is how this goes, but seeing something about Jesus and I realized that, then this is how I should live along these. I'm thinking about prayer, telling me about how Jesus said, when you are praying, don't pray to me, you know, ask the Father in my name.
Yeah.
And that was Jesus saying it. That's me looking at Jesus and what he's saying. And it's affected how I pray. Something about marriage, the things that Jesus said about marriage, how you highlighted
marriage is
all
about
those
him.
Things.
I mean,
yes.
He's the head, we are the body.
Yes, I remember my counseling. I mean, the first thing you said was that marriage is to show what exists between Jesus and the church. That it changed the way I thought about marriage. That I realized that I was an example. I was, for example.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to do something. God was just, me marrying me, God is using me as an example of a real thing that is happening between Jesus and the church. So in all those things, I mean, even in having children, you showed me some things about what God is saying, what Jesus is saying about little children, and it's transformed how I relate in that way. So
you see that Christ is being demonstrated more through your life.
Exactly.
So the renewal of the mind has to do with finding out who Jesus is in you, which is your new nature.
Exactly.
So that you end up living it automatically.
Yes.
Because of time, let me just show you another verse. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 talks about the renewal of our minds. This and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. You see, by the renewing of your mind, that it may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And be not conformed to this world. So it's either your thinking, the way you are thinking, determines whether you are looking more like the world or you are looking more like Jesus.
Okay.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed is transfiguration, metamorphosis.
Yeah.
It means to have a change in look, in nature, the way things are. That's what happens to butterflies.
Yeah.
You are a medical doctor, so you know what I'm talking about.
From a caterpillar, a caterpillar will usually enter into a dark cocoon for days. A caterpillar cannot fly. A caterpillar is not like a maggot.
How a caterpillar looks like and how a butterfly
that is
like, are two different things.
You can't even believe one becomes the other.
So you may be living in pain, in sickness, in poverty, in depression. But if you allow yourself to have your mind renewed through the word of God, your future and your current state will be so different that you cannot recognize, you can't tell how you got to where you have gotten to. So he wants us to renew our minds through God's word. And that's you mentioned a verse not long ago about the salvation of our souls.
Yeah.
That is God's aim in the new birth. Then after you get born again, the next major thing God is looking at is for your mind to be renewed, to conform to the image, for you to be conformed to the image of the Son. If you read in James, so what you mentioned is in 1 Peter 1, verse 9, it says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Yeah. So your spirit man is saved, but your soul needs to be saved.
Exactly.
And your soul is saved through the renewing of your mind. James 1, verse 20, also talks about, look at James 1, verse 20. 21. Go to 21. It says, "Therefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." Can you pass some comments on this verse?
Yes. So, I think this is very similar to Romans chapter 12, where it's telling us that, because sometimes the word is coming, Jesus is being ministered to us, and there's this idea we may have, or this way we want to live life, and we don't want to put it aside. So he's saying that we should lay apart all naughtiness. Like he's referring to it as naughtiness. Like God is, you know that this is how Jesus has been portrayed to you. This is what the word of God is saying. But it's like sometimes our minds are just fixed on, but this is what I want to do. So because of that, we end up ignoring the word of God for a long time. But then if we just change our minds, if we just decide, okay, this is my, this is the way I really look, like you've said. I look like Jesus Christ. So when I see the word of God, all that the word of God is saying is my, the real me. So if I would just decide to abandon what I know and take what he's saying, that engrafted word is going to help save my soul. In other words, it's going to bring what is hidden in inside my spirit. It's going to make me practically enjoy it. Yes.
You see, the salvation of the soul, the renewal of the mind, like I'm talking about, is the most important thing we can think about, honestly, in the New Testament.
Yeah.
You know, the word repentance was defined by a church in the some many years ago as doing penance.
Penance, yes.
You see, penance has to do with paying
inflicting,
for,
pain.
Inflicting pain on yourself for your wrongs.
Yeah.
You know, feeling guilty for what you did.
Yeah.
You know, it was defined as repentance. But that is not the biblical meaning of repentance. Repentance has to do with changing your mind. The Greek word that is used is metanoia.
Yes.
To have your mind changed. So in the New Testament, in the new creation, repentance is the number one thing that is spoken about. Because as I'm talking to you now, your mind is changing.
Yeah.
You see, you are repenting.
Exactly.
As you are praying. So every encounter with the word is an encounter
to repent.
To have a change in the way you think about your marriage, in the way you think about raising children, in the way you think about prosperity or poverty, in the way you think about health, in the way you think about every aspect
of
your life. You know, so that's why it says, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which has the ability to change your mind, to save your soul.
Wow.
Jesus.
I was just thinking about righteousness, as you were mentioning the things. I was just thinking about sin and righteousness. Even like how over the years, what you've taught us have helped us to change our mind. That's repentance right there. To change our minds about what sin is, who a sinner is, what righteousness is, who a righteous person is. And that alone, that just even that alone has revolutionized my whole existence.
Hallelujah.
My Christianity. Just that alone, even if I put all the others aside, just that change. It was difficult for me to do that, but after I taught it a number of times and open the word of God, there was a time I decided that, you know what, this is what God is saying. That's exactly what Pastor is saying. Let me accept it. And the kind of weight that was lifted, the kind of freedom, and the, how some things just left me, some desires just left, some ungodly desires just left, just by accepting
the word
had been said, just like saying, I accept it. Yes.
So it's important. So reading your Bible is very important. When it comes to reading your mind, because the Bible is the expression of who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. Remember, he says the scriptures. When them think you have a child, they are they which speak of me. So you cannot, your mind cannot be renewed without reading your Bible.
Wow.
And your mind cannot be renewed without something called meditation.
Wow.
Meditation. Meditation has to do with pondering on the scriptures, pondering on the word. If you read a statement in the scriptures and it makes an impression on your heart, you stay on it. Never do your quiet time without meditating.
Fast.
No, you shouldn't do that. You should read, as you are reading, you ask the Holy Spirit to pick a verse for you that you can eat or you can munch on that day. It's so important. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 talks about, "Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." Now, in this verse, it says, "Thou keep him in perfect." The word perfect is shalom. The word peace is shalom. So, "Thou shalt keep him in shalom. Peace, shalom means peace that comes with prosperity. Thou shalt keep him in peace that comes with prosperity, whose mind, the word mind is imagination, whose mind is stayed on thee.
Wow.
Then he puts a colon there and it says, because you trusted in thee. To stay your mind on the word, on God, is equal to trusting the Lord. When we ask, what does it mean to trust the Lord? What it means to trust the Lord is to learn to stay your mind on God.
My mind has been renewed.
I tell you, so this is renewal of mind. You see, maybe you thought trusting in God had to do with closing your eyes very hard.
Trust.
You know, so that's trusting in the Lord has to do with what you do with your mind. Because it's either you are carnally minded
or
you are spiritually minded. You see, to be carnally minded, he says, is death. But to be spiritually minded is a life and peace. That's in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Can you show it to us? Romans 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And to be carnally minded doesn't mean being mindful of
wicked.
Being wicked or even thinking about nasty things.
Yeah.
That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about thinking naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it comes to prosperity, you think that, if because I've not done some type of work, money can never come to me.
Yeah.
No, he wants you to know that Jesus has, it says, you know the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
that
for your, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through poverty might be. So as you are where you are, you are rich.
Yeah, I'm rich.
The riches is inside.
Mm-hmm.
And your job or your business or whatever is just a vehicle to express that riches.
Yeah.
Having your mind changed. So changing your mind to think the way God is saying, thinking, rather than looking at it from the natural perspective of I don't come from a good home, I don't know where mine is going to come from and all of that.
Wow.
It's being carnally minded. It says that leads to death.
Wow.
But being spiritually minded, which is thinking the way God has said concerning you, I'm rich, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm blessed in my going in, in my coming out, everything I touch is blessed in the name of the Lord. Thinking like that is being spiritually minded.
Wow.
And that's a shock. That you trust God.
Wow.
That's a show that you trust God.
Wow.
And that is you renewing your mind to think the way God wants you to think.
Wow.
Our time is up.
Wow.
Watch me. Our time is up. Well, we're excited. I know you've learned something.
Yeah.
Pastor Kofi, thank you for joining us.
Daddy, thank you so much.
Had a wonderful conversation.
Yeah.
Headmaster is here. You see the scriptures that have come out today. I tell you. As well. God bless you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Daddy, for the opportunity.
I want you to take up a good offering, an offering that shows that your mind has been renewed this evening.
Yeah.
Take up a good offering. Those of you who are watching us online, you can give through the number that is on your screen.
Yeah.
Those of you who are in a cell meeting, your cell shepherd will show you what to do. Lift up your offering wherever you are. Father, thank you for the blessing. We are grateful as we give. We are multiplied. We are increased. We agree with what you have said, that there is more blessing in giving than in to receive. Thank you that we are giving. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. You cause men to add onto our bosom before the week ends to your glory. Thank you for fruitfulness and expansion for all of us, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Excited. We are glad that you joined us.
Yeah.
My name is Bishop Daddy.
Bishop Daddy.
And you are blessed. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to take over and take you through the questions and answers. Mwah. Bye-bye.
So my blessings will come like this. It will come like good measure, press down, shaking together, running over. Good measure, press down, shaking together, running over. Running, running, running over. Run, running, running over. Run, running, running over. Run, run is running over, 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 run, run is running over.
I have not seen,
I have not seen,
ear has not heard, neither has it entered.
Bum bum,
the hearts of man,
the hearts of man.
I have not seen,
I have not seen,
ear has not heard,
neither has it entered.
Bum bum, the hearts of man.
Power to the weak, strength to the powerless. Christ until we never know defeat. For all who believe, exceeding great power, I am made always to fight from the wind. Authority, I walk in the name of sending me. Into the darkness I'm following, at the bridge of the hill I'm following, following. Authority, I walk in the name of sending me. Into the darkness I'm following, at the bridge of the hill I'm following. The resurrection got me feeling so alive. With the power on the inside I got might. Who they
kick against the bricks, this no be fight. I got victory, my Jesus, they alive, power day, yeah. Miracle working power, power day, yeah. No delay, yeah. Miracle working power, power day, yeah. Power day, yeah. Yeah.
Power day, glory day, miracles they come my way every day. No delay, I just see all I just say.